episode 445, Making Lifestyle Changes Stick.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness, you're looking gorgeous today. I've got to tell you, I am so excited. I mean, I really am. I cannot wait to chat about today, Making Lifestyle Changes Stick. This is the ultimate secret sauce. We're going to talk about some important information that you are going to want to share with your friends. You're going to want to pass this along with your family, those who you love. It was an eye-opener to me. It was a game changer. And so I really hope today that this will maybe give you some insight as to when you're trying to do things differently, how do you make them stick? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am certainly delighted that you are here. You bring joy with your presence. And I just love having all of us women come together creating impact. It's awesome. You know, one thing that everybody out there teaches is habits and what you need to be doing and how to do it. But very rarely do people sit down and say, but this is how you make it stick. This is how you make it permanent. Well, as close to permanent as you can get, because we're human, we are flawed. And so could we go back and revert to other things? Of course we can. However, I think alerting ourselves to the different phases that we go through when we are trying to create change really begins to open up our eyes. And I'm telling you, this was a game changer for me. So this is an episode I truly believe you're going to want to hold on to. You're going to want to listen to over and over again. It's going to be one that you may even want to hear again and actually physically take some notes. And I will have show notes that you can grab that are, you know, just easy. You can go and look on the website, createyournow.com. But when we're talking about creating change, we're really trying to create what? A new lifestyle. And I like to term it functional lifestyle, because you're creating things that, well, function properly, that work for you. This is your lifestyle. Now, that doesn't mean that your lifestyle is going to match my lifestyle, because we all live differently. We all have our cute intricacies, our weird intricacies, the things that make us what? Unique, hence you, unique. And when we're trying to make these changes, though, we sometimes go through them, and you can think about it. Think about if you've gone through a weight loss journey. I mean, if you've had a baby, you know what it's like. You gain weight, you try to lose some. If you've had a second one, sometimes you gain a little bit more and then you try to lose some. Maybe you've come back a little bit further, but then it seems like it still always comes back easier. And we never can get to that breaking point of, why can't I create a lifestyle? Well, today we're talking about making lifestyle changes stick. And it's important here to understand that basically this entire episode is the kiss. Okay? We're talking about four phases that we go through. And when you begin to understand how these phases work, I believe you will understand more as to why you do what you do and why you need to be doing more of maybe what you're not doing. Did you get all that? Okay, so let's start off right now with phase number one. It's called inception. Inception is basically the beginning. It's, you know, when you get to the point of, oh my gosh, you know, New Year's resolutions, right? Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to lose my weight, or I'm going to start a business. I'm so excited. I'm a new consultant and I just love these products. I'm going to go sell them. It's the excitement. It's the anticipation. It's when you hit start now. When you pay that first fee, even though you may not know exactly what you're getting into, you're just like, oh my goodness, I cannot wait. It's the night before you open up all your Christmas presents, right? It's that feeling. It's the inception. That is phase one. And with phase one, it gives you the woohoo feeling, okay? That's what you are there, is the woohoo, and you continue on. It's a no stopper. You've got so much energy. It's just like, yes, I'm going all the way. You don't even have to think about it. You know, it's like you have a hard time sleeping because you're so energized. Then what happens is you move to phase number two. Now, a lot of you will have experienced inception, right? That inception is sometimes, you can even think of it as an adrenaline rush. You know, when you're buying that product and you're like, oh, I cannot wait to get it. Then you get it and you kind of use it. And then you put it away for a while thinking that you were going to use it. And it was going to be awesome, but you never did. And you're like, why did I spend that money? And 2-3 years later, you find it. You're like, wow, I forgot I even had that. And what did I get that for? Okay. But at the beginning, inception, you get that woohoo, which then moves you to what? Phase 2, deception. Oh, yes. This is where you begin to hear the negative, the trickery, the lies, the deceit, the fraud, the fake. You see, our brain is really awesome. It's freaky awesome. But the problem is it does not like change. It has a resistance. And here in deception is where the resistance occurs. And with this resistance, you begin during this time period, in this phase, you're disrupting old habits, trying to make your new habits. You're trying to make those changes. Well, it's great, but a lot of us get stuck here. Why? Because we listen to those conscious, you know, negative chatter that we're hearing in our brain, the trickery and the lies and the fraud and the fake that we keep telling ourselves over and over. Or we allow the influences of others and what they're saying enter in our mind, and we hit what? Replay, rewind, replay. And it's on automatic. And it's so easy to sit here and go, okay, I'm done. And you don't get any further. And we're only on phase 2 here. Only on phase 2. But a lot of us stop here. Why? Because think of it as this. When you are given something that's hard, that's difficult, think of it as a weight. And you're given that weight, and the idea is for you to increase your strength. And when you're increasing your strength, what happens literally is the muscle's being broken down. In order to get stronger, you have to break down the muscle. It then repairs itself and it gets stronger. Here in the deception phase, that's exactly what's going on. It's a weight that's been given to us. We have to use that muscle, and we get broken in the process. Some of us just want to stay in the broken because we can't go any further. But if we want to get to the strength that we are actually aiming for, we have to push through, push through, push through. That's what has to happen in deception. So number one, phase 1, inception, it's the woohoo. Phase 2, deception, push through. Phase 3, transformation. Yes, we all knew that word was coming. It's our favorite word, isn't it? It's like impact, women of impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. We all think that when we get to this phase, we've made it. Well, actually, this phase is the point where you're beginning to see and feel a difference in your body, whatever you're trying to change. It could be maybe you're working on writing so many words every single day. Maybe you're working on your business and you're doing so many calls a day talking about, you know, what you've discovered through this and you want to share it. Here you begin to see the sum of everything you've been working towards. And you're like, oh, this is awesome. I'm done. But you see, what happens is you begin to get comfortable. Yes. Because you see, a transformation means what? A dramatic change is what a transformation means. But during this part of the four phases, when you're trying to make lifestyle changes stick, you still have to put effort in because they're not sealed. You haven't sealed the deal yet. They're not in the stuck factor here. They're not sticking yet. You think they are. And so what happens is you begin to get comfortable. And that's when those old little habits begin to sneak in. For example, if you're a chocoholic and you're like, oh my gosh, I just love chocolate. And you've done really good for weeks upon weeks. And all of a sudden, a holiday or a birthday comes around. And there's like, it just seems to be like all over the place. And you're like, oh, I have been so good. I'm just going to have a bite. I'll be fine. 2 days pass. Oh, I have been so good. And you have about 2 or 3 or 4 bites more than what you had those two days previous. A week passes. The next thing you know, you're falling into bad habits. And you actually begin to go backwards. Transformation is the time where you have to be intentional. You still have to have effort here. You have to keep going. So when you're in transformation, what do? Be intentional. You have to keep moving forward always, because that's when you get the little trickles of, okay, I'm just going to kind of relax just a tad bit. And then it becomes oh so comfortable, and it's real easy to relax into your comfort. Okay. And that doesn't mean it's just, it doesn't have to deal anything with food. It can be with shopping. If you are a shopaholic and you just love going out and buying these things, maybe you're addicted. It's so easy online. You know, all you have to do is push the button, buy, and it's gone. I mean, you don't even know that there's been any money exchanged, right? Because it's just buttons. You don't really see the money outgoing. But it's so that it's that inception, right? That adrenaline rush that you get right at the beginning. But then you work real hard to get away from it. But then you begin to get a little more comfortable here in the transformation, because you're like, oh my gosh, I've been doing awesome for 6 months. It is fantastic. And you get all excited. But then what happens is you get too comfortable and you start clicking. You start searching. Late at night, you can't sleep. And next thing you know, you're falling back a little bit. So beware of transformation. It's an awesome phase to reach, but it's one still that you must be intentional. And that brings us to phase number four, identity. This is the phase you've been waiting for. This is a phase where you create your now. This is your new lifestyle, your new you. This is where you actually have sealed the deal. Why? Because actually it's easier to do what you've been doing over these last three phases than it is not to do them. For example, when I was a runner, okay, not even when I was a runner, when I started wanting to run and getting myself into amazing shape, I was never a runner. And so I began walking. And that walking then led me into adding in a little bit of running. And then I, you know, combined them. And then I began running more than I was walking. Then I only ran and I just walked for a cool down. That was awesome. But you see, those first few days were as tough as nails. And then once when I got over like the little hump of like a month, it wasn't that bad at all. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. And the weight was starting to go. And I was like, this is pretty awesome. I've got more energy. This is great. So I was in what? Transformation phase at that point. But the thing was, is I continued. I was intentional with what I was doing and I kept doing it, which then led into my identity, where it was easier to run than not to run. It became part of my lifestyle. That's when you know you've got it. You have become who you are, your identity. Your new functional lifestyle exists then, because it's easier to do what you have been working on doing, that change, than not to do the change. Make sense? Those are your four phases to making lifestyle changes stick. And when you're trying to make these lifestyle changes stick, sometimes it isn't that tough of an idea of the habit that you want to change. And you know, it's just, you know, repetition, doing it over and over and over. But the problem is we end up usually stopping in deception or transformation, and we never get to identity. And I think that's the key. And so if nothing else, I want you to take these four phases, and I want this to be kind of an eye opener for you to say, oh, wait, I remember I might be right here. Maybe I need to continue my efforts because I don't want to go backwards. Because if you go backwards, what happens? You're going to start over again. And it may not be, let's say it may not be Weight Watchers, but maybe you're trying Jenny Craig next, or maybe you're trying Beachbody, or maybe you're trying whatever. Any of those, you're back to square one again and you repeat the cycle. You don't want to do that. So phase one is inception, the beginning. Okay. You're going to get through that by what? The woohoo factor. Okay. That's your kiss of that particular phase. Phase two, the deception, the trickery, the lies, the negative chatter that you hear from your conscious. You have to what? The kiss in this phase is pushed through. Yes, you can do it. The muscle, the weights being broken down. But once when they repair themselves, they're getting what? Stronger, which then leads you into phase three, which is transformation. This is when you begin to see and feel a difference in who you are becoming. But here your kiss is what? To be intentional. Be intentional. You still have to put effort here. You have not sealed the deal yet. And ultimately, phase four is identity. This is where, yes, you do it because it's easier than not to do it. That is who you are. You have just created your now. Go out, make it an awesome day. Go be a woman of impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.